From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city viewed as the capital of Islamic State. Speaking in Paris Tuesday, Carter said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from IS defenders. He said the operation would rely on capable and motivated local forces.
It, as always, and this is a strategic principle of all of coalition operations, that it is capable and motivated local forces that we identify and then enable. That's our general strategic approach, because we're seeking the lasting defeat of ISIL. And a lasting defeat of ISIL can't be achieved by outsiders.
French President Francois Hollande warned the Mosul offensive, begun a week ago, could trigger an outflow of foreign fighters, a concern for European nations wary of IS-trained fighters returning from the battlefields of Iraq and Syria. Russia said Tuesday it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers outside the city center for a week. Gambia has become the latest African country to announce its intention to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The Hague-based ICC has been accused of focusing the prosecutions on Africans. The decision, which refers to the persecution and humiliation of people of color, follows that of South Africa and Burundi to pull out of the International Tribunal. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh withdrew his tiny West African country from the Commonwealth in 2013. This is VOA News.